ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him and we bear witness that there is no deity but Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household and whose followers to the day of judgment. Ameen wa rabbal alameen. We're still talking about the same exact subject. What did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim Ummah? And you might wonder, what is the short answer to this question? What is the most short and most brief answer to this question? The answer is that the world lost righteousness. Due to the fall of Muslim Ummah, the world lost righteousness. So what? What's the big deal of losing righteousness? Well, losing righteousness had very severe implications on the happiness of the humanities, not only in this life, but also in the hereafter, which is more important than this life. First of all, it makes a humanity prone to the severe punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And second, it makes a humanity having miserable life in this life, in this sooner life that we're living in, that we're going through. The condition of humanity will be much more miserable if they lose righteousness. And it will be a heavy condition if they maintain and support and guard righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is documenting the implications, the severe implications of the loss of righteousness into Surah Taha. Whomsoever turns his back to my guidance and turns his back to righteousness, he is going to have a miserable life in this world. Not only that, but in the day of judgment will be resurrected blind. قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. And then he will argue with Allah, "Oh Allah, how come you have resurrected me blind while I had eyes and vision to see in the previous life?" The answer comes from Allah, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. It was because I have sent you my guidance and you have ignored my guidance. And as a result, I am ignoring you today as a punishment. Ignoring you into a very horrible place. I will desert you. You have deserted my guidance in this life, in the previous life. So I will desert you in a very terrible place called hellfire, made for the people who choose to desert my guidance in this life. So it has very severe implications on the happiness of humanity. Loss of righteousness. That is the most important thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, to document this quality of righteousness and how important it is, Allah says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah says about the Muslim ummah, you have been the best ummah, the best nation that I have ever established on earth. Why? Why? Reasons were listed. Reason number one, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You order righteousness. You support righteousness. You guard righteousness. You struggle for the sake of establishing righteousness. And at the same time, become like a horse and carriage. Together, fight evil. Stand against evil. Forbid evil. Try to prevent evil. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. And then believe in Allah. The ones who read this ayah, they get very surprised. Hey, wait a minute, there is something strange about this ayah. We all know, and it's well established in Islam, that the priorities go to believe in Allah first, and then everything else comes next. And we all know that. We all know that in the day of judgment, we'll be judged according to the orders of priority. The first test is, or the first criteria is, the criteria of believing in Allah, which is the first pillar of Islam, which is La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. Those who fail this criteria, then the case is closed. And there will be no more evaluation. That's it. That's the end. Failure. F. That's it. Overall failure. Those who pass this criteria, then the second criteria will kick in. And they will come into the second criteria, which is prayers, the five times daily prayers, and so forth. That's the order of importance, and it's clearly outlined in Islam. But you read this ayah, you get very surprised. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, first, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. First, that you support, you order, you guard righteousness, and on the other hand, you forbid, you stand against, you prevent evil. And then the second criteria comes, وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. A very, very strange surprise. Scholars of Islam have all expressed an opinion about that. And they all say it unanimously, say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning al-amr bil-ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, ordering righteousness and forbidding evil first before believing into Him, because this quality is nothing but a direct translation of the inner quality of believing in Allah. To believe in Allah is an inner quality. Where is it located? It's in the heart. Can we evaluate it? No. Even the individual himself or herself fails to evaluate this inner quality inside his or her heart. We fail to evaluate this quality which is inside our own heart. We tend to overestimate our qualities and underestimate our, you know, the correct evil characteristics. We go easy on ourselves. And we overestimate. When we have an evil characteristics, we go easy on ourselves. When we have a good quality, we overestimate that quality. And we fall into that self-deception mood of thinking, which is like, I'm the best and all of that. Except very few people that Allah has granted faith and wisdom, that they always go the other way around. They always underestimate their qualities, and they always overestimate their evil characteristics. But you and me are not from among those people. So we always get deceived when we come into evaluation of this inner quality, which is a belief in Allah. So then, what to do? Would Allah leave us like that? Live in self-deception, and then slam us with the truth in the day of judgment, say, here's the truth about you? Then it's not fair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made another criteria that we can easily look at and evaluate, which is an outside criteria that we can see with our own eyes, that we can see when we look in the mirror, which is the criteria of تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. It's a direct translation of the inner criteria, which is to enjoin good, to support righteousness, to order righteousness, تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and to forbid and prevent evil. And as much as we offer sacrifices towards that struggle between good and evil, between righteousness and evil, as much as we give sacrifices, this is nothing but a direct translation into how much we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how strong is our desire to go to heaven, and how much is our fear from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized it, this outside quality, before even the inner quality. But both qualities are the same, like a horse and carriage. They go together like a horse and carriage. One is inside, but the other one is outside for our own evaluation. And this is exactly what the Muslim Ummah would, what the world will lose if the Muslim Ummah falls down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to establish a continuous struggle between righteousness and evil on this life. That struggle started since the time He ordered the shaitan, since actually the time He created the shaitan. And the shaitan tried to deceive everyone and claim that he's the most honorable creature. And then Allah designed a test to expose him, and he was exposed. Since then, there was a continuous struggle between righteousness and evil. Allah is the source of righteousness, and Allah is the representative of righteousness. Shaitan, Allah gave the shaitan the powers and the freedom to be the source of evil and to generate evil. When he asked Allah for freedom until the day of judgment, Allah was about to order his arrest and throw him in hellfire when he disobeyed him. But he made a plea to Allah. He said, Allah, give me a chance. Give me freedom until the day of judgment. Allah gave him the freedom, granted him the freedom until the day of judgment. The freedoms and the powers that he needs to generate evil and to stand up for evil. And there was a continuous struggle between righteousness and evil since then. Allah, this struggle is not a test for Allah. Allah can win this struggle in a blink of an eye. It's not meant to test Allah and His powers, because Allah can win it. He is the one who created the shaitan, and he is the one that enabled him to generate evil. But this struggle is meant as a test for us, to show the truth about us, to show who we are and where do we belong. First of all, to expose the truth to ourselves when we look into the mirror. Second is to expose the truth to all other creations of Allah. So if Allah is punishing someone, no one can claim or make an argument that Allah is unfair or unjust. It is clear. Allah showed the truth about everyone. It's so blank. The day of judgment is so obvious. It is so obvious and so frank. Everyone knows the truth about everyone. No more falsehood, no more deception. Shaitan is gone. Shaitan is arrested. Shaitan is thrown in hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is imposing the truth and showing the truth, and there is no other source of evil, you know, that can impose, that can show deception and hide it. And so Allah meant by this struggle to show us who we are, to show the truth about us. And then Allah mentioned that struggle in the Quran. And this struggle is translated into so many forms in the Quran, into so many forms in our life. When we lose righteousness, when we Muslims lose righteousness, then the entire humanity will lose righteousness as well. Before us, the nation that was given righteousness, the nation that was appointed as Allah's deputies on earth, the children of Israel, they were given the flag of righteousness and they were ordered to stand up for righteousness and to work hard to guard righteousness and to fight evil, was the children of Israel. And Allah continuously supported their path of struggle to support righteousness with prophets, one after another, one after another. One prophet dies, Allah will raise another prophet among the children of Israel. And this new prophet will lead the struggle against evil and will lead the path of righteousness. He dies, Allah will raise another one. And it was a continuous struggle. Until this ummah or this nation has committed fatal mistakes. Allah clearly listed them in Surah Al-Baqarah. One half of Surah Al-Baqarah is nothing but clear listings or clear education about what mistakes the previous ummah, the previous righteous ummah, which is the children of Israel, has made so that we avoid it. Because Allah is saying, you're not better than them. You make the same mistakes, you lose righteousness, just like them. And look around you, we made the same mistakes, our generation, not us. Allah took away righteousness from us, took away our status as a righteous superpower. Why? Because our generation have lost righteousness. So our generation lost that leadership position that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the righteous ummah who's going to stand up for righteousness. Allah did not take it away from the entire Muslim ummah. Allah took it away just from the generations that choose to drop righteousness and to quit righteousness. But the entire Muslim ummah, righteousness is not lost. Righteousness goes up and down, and generations will stand up for righteousness. This generation will be given the power, the leadership by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and others will run away from standing up for righteousness, and this generation Allah will take away the leadership position from them. So here we go. We have this righteousness between us, in our hands. Now, do we have the righteousness? No. Allah only provides us with the guidance required to generate that righteousness. With the knowledge, with the scripture, with the Quran, with the hadith, with the teachings of Prophet Muhammad and his example. Allah provides us with the body of knowledge that we need to stand up for righteousness. And it's up to us to take that body of knowledge and implement it in the reality, or to live for our own selfish little reasons. The circle of my and mine. My life, my vacation, my and mine, and be stuck into this circle of me and mine, and don't go outside of that circle to offer sacrifices, to stand up for the righteousness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tools to be able to establish. If the Muslim Ummah, just think about it, if the Muslim Ummah, the one who has the body of knowledge required to establish righteousness, if this ummah fails to establish righteousness, then you tell me, who is going to establish righteousness? Abdallin, the ones that we recite 17 times a day in the Quran, that they are misguided by false scripture, corrupted scriptures, misguided by false ideas about Allah, misguided by false concepts, are they the ones who are going to establish righteousness? Or who else? Or al-maghdubi alayhim, the ones who rejected the righteousness altogether, even though they know the path of righteousness, but they said, we are not interested.
Dallin, who don't have the body of knowledge. Maghdubi alayhim, who have the body of knowledge, but they are not interested. Who is going to establish righteousness if the Muslim Ummah fails to establish righteousness? So when we fall, فَاقَدِ الشَّيْءِ لَا يُعْطِي. When we are lacking a quality, we cannot give it. So when we drop that quality, we drop from the leadership position. And we drop in the eyes of Allah. So this is the short answer of that question of what did the world lose due to the fall of Muslim Ummah. The answer is the world will lose righteousness. The humanity will lose righteousness, will lose happiness. Righteousness comes with happiness in this life and in the hereafter. And we, humanity, will lose both because of the fall of Muslim Ummah. And there are many symptoms around us that will clearly show the symptoms of this disease, which is the loss of righteousness. Among them is the injustice, the global injustice that we witness around us, that inshallah we will document in the next khutbah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. إني دعني فقولوا آمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. ربي